Well, it's great that it's on the agenda, but there are so many issues relating to the governance of the quarries and obviously standards and the implementation and oversight of standards with regard to the production of concrete blocks, etc. This is really fundamental. This has to be high on the government's agenda because the fallout of not getting this right is very evident. And, you know, people are still living with the pain of what has happened from years ago and is still potentially happening today, given what we hear on the ground.
As you say, it should be high on the agenda, as this is a quarry audit is so important to prevent this from happening for generations to come.
Absolutely. I mean, that is the fundamental point. The manufacturers, the quarry owners, they've got to know what they're dealing with. And obviously that has not been the case, that the quarries, in terms of the geological testing, actually just understanding actually what's in those quarries and what those materials are suitable to be used for or not to be used for is so fundamental. Because what you find in a lot of these things, if these deleterious materials do creep into products that they shouldn't be in, there are latent defects. So it's not like you even see that the product is maybe not right at the beginning of that process. It is like, obviously, the homes and buildings in Donegal, where it's years and years afterwards that you notice that something is going on and it's not right. So we have to have that assurance right from the get-go. The stuff that is being pulled out of the quarry is absolutely suitable for the purpose that it's intended. And we have to have the assurances that the product that is being made with material from those quarries is absolutely, the standards are rigorously employed. It is a very, very important subject, and one of the elements of the campaign is to ensure that there is accountability and also reform. Because if you are somebody who is a victim of a latent defect building and defective concrete blocks, you would not want anybody else to ever have to go through this, because it is a torture, it is a pain. The consequences ripple out in every aspect of your life, as you would know being in Donegal. And it is so fundamental that the government grasps the nettle on this one and deals with it and stops unsuitable materials being used in products that can cause catastrophic consequences down the line.